Aer Lingus and the Irish Airline Pilots Association have accepted invitations from the Labour Court to attend separate meetings today. This comes one day before pilots begin their work to rule in a dispute over pay. Aer Lingus has cancelled 220 flights from tomorrow to Sunday, with an 8-hour strike by pilots set for this coming Saturday. The dispute has already caused uncertainty for thousands of Aer Lingus customers planning to travel in the coming days. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is on the line. Brian, this is positive news that the two sides are attending the Labour Court, albeit separately, but with such a gap between them, should we temper any expectations of a speedy resolution?
Yeah, I think we should, Carol. It's most definitely a positive development that they are going to the Labour Court, but yes, I don't think we should get overly excited at this early stage in this process. The two sides will go in separately today. They'll outline their cases. They'll give the court a briefing about their side of the dispute. Aer Lingus due to go in this morning, followed by the pilots union, IALPA, in the afternoon. Now, people should remember, however, that the Labour Court has already looked at this dispute, and in its interim recommendations, these were overwhelmingly rejected by the Irish Airline Pilots Association last month. And just a quick reminder of what the Labour Court said at the time, it recommended that the pilots should receive pay increases totalling 9.25% as part of an interim proposal. The court also recommended the continuation of engagement with the assistance of the Workplace Relations Commission. The Labour Court called for a fresh and stabilising approach. It expressed concern that extensive engagement had so far failed to resolve the dispute. It called for pragmatism, realism and common sense in order to find a solution. Now, those recommendations, as I say, were issued last month, and that 9.25% pay increase rejected overwhelmingly by pilots, a far cry from the 24% that they are seeking. So let's see if today's engagement with the Labour Court produces any different results.
This engagement follows more tit-for-tat comments yesterday between the two sides, Aer Lingus and IALPA, the main pilots' union.
Yeah, what we saw over the weekend and throughout yesterday was each side sort of accusing the other of failing to engage. So Aer Lingus had issued fresh invitations to talks to the Airline Pilots Association, but Aer Lingus said, as part of those talks, and if they are to increase pay, they'll also have to look at flexibility and productivity. IALPA, the pilots' union, saying that was not going to be a runner because they say we are not going into any talks with any preconditions. We're also not looking for any new work practice changes in exchange for our pay increase. They are saying that the 24% they're seeking is cumulative inflation over recent years, and that if pilots had to bring in new work practices, well, then that would mean they are effectively paying for their own pay increase. But Aer Lingus is in a difficult bind here in many ways because it has already agreed a 12.25% pay deal with the rest of its staff in the airline, except for the pilots. So for Aer Lingus to now go and negotiate a new, better deal with the pilots, understandably other staff might be quite unhappy with that. So Aer Lingus has to get something else from the pilots. That's why it's looking at this productivity and flexibility route, but that is causing a real difficulty for IALPA, saying quite simply, we don't have a mandate from our members to go in and even talk about work practice changes. We are quite simply looking for an inflation-based pay increase.
In the absence of any likely breakthrough in the coming day or hours, Brian, this work to rule gets underway tomorrow.
It does, yeah, from midnight tonight, barring, as you say, a breakthrough in the coming hours in the Labour Court. We are going to see an indefinite work to rule begin from midnight tonight, and that will run indefinitely. And then we're going to see this 8-hour work stoppage take place on Saturday. Aer Lingus has already cancelled 220 flights as a result of this industrial action affecting the travel plans of tens of thousands of passengers. Aer Lingus warning as well that because it's a work to rule, there could be many more cancellations, and there could be last minute cancellations, and you could have people standing at the gate ready to board their flight, and then the flight is cancelled. Because remember, with a work to rule, it involves the pilots refusing to work overtime, to come in on their days off, to answer the phone if they're off, to log on to the online portal if they're off. So all that means that throughout the days, tomorrow, the day after that, if somebody calls in sick, if there's a delay, if it slips into overtime, you're going to run into real problems. So I think the best everybody can hope for is that there is some kind of a resolution in the Labour Court today. We know that last night, the Taoiseach Simon Harris welcomed this development, that at least the two sides were going to the Labour Court, albeit separately. He had earlier in the day met with trade union and employer body leaders at an economic forum. And at that forum, he had encouraged all sides who were present to use their influence to put some pressure on the sides in the Aer Lingus pay dispute to get back around the talks table.
Work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan, thank you very much for that.